We're going through halachas of negedim. You should have a brachas and a chassan. So the Gemara brachas that Nadav brings down that chassan is one of the people who nishmira chassan, kala, avel, yeledes, and there's a din that they have to have shmira. From mazika. So really two inyan in the shmira. One is asma mazika, and the lashon rashi is that the satan is mekatre b'shan sakana and simcha. Therefore, satan has to have special shmira. There's another aspect of it that the Pirkei Avos says that chassan is done with a melech, and just like the melech doesn't go out alone, so to a chassan needs chassan and kala, and we need people to go with them, and therefore they're not like out alone. When does the halacha start from? When does somebody say the chassan? So the ikar din is from the chassan during the whole Shabbat Brach, because that's the ikar din. There is some people who are machmer ready, which is on such a minute that they're machmer ready from the ofer ready, from the Shabbos before. He said if you're machmer, it's much more kal, but then, you know, if you're machmer, it's more kal in actual din, but there are some those have a minute. The midway most people is they start from the day of the chuppah until during the whole Zayim. Shabbat Brach is that you have this din that he's not allowed to go, chassan and the kal are not allowed to be alone, not allowed to go out alone. Does it apply in the house, or is it dafka when you go out to the shuk? So normally the chassan kala together, so it's usually not a problem. But let's say the chassan wants to go to shul. So you have a shala one on the kala, and you have a shala that kala's going to be alone, and then so a shala in terms of the chassan when he's going out. No one's going with him, is that going to be a problem? So in terms of in the house, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Mizamah Dalet also applies in the house. If you're alone in the house, it's a problem, and it's, you know, no nafkamina, and therefore it's going to be a problem. The Maestri began from the Paiske's Maneno, the Hakinevsky said, or Yashiv, that we're not knowing the minig in the house, and it's okay to leave the chassan or the kala alone. It's not a problem in the house, we're not machmer. So the lady said, it depends. If you're in a house like apartment buildings with other people around, so there's not considered there alone, unless you're going to be just like some isolated house somewhere, then you said maybe Kanzani should be machmer.
Who says the problem?
The Aruch HaShulchan and Simeon Samadala says the problem. And if I can ask Rabbi Yashiv, say that we're not really knowing the minhag. Shevi Levi said it depends whether it's the other apartment buildings, the other apartment buildings around. It's not a problem. I think about any apartment buildings. That's not going. So just going to the shul, the Prisha says. So this din, if we say that it's also to go out alone, what's going to be a lot of bar mitzvah? The Prisha says it's not clear. Maybe it's a problem. The problem. They say the same, the chazan ish, or the chazan said it's okay, shem mitzvah le'davara, therefore it's not going to be a problem. Shemazam's nusuch was that nowadays there are a lot of people outside. So therefore you don't have to worry about it so much about the mazikin that you're alone because you're out on the streets. You know, we live in populated areas and we live in cities and you're going to Yerushalayim, so 500 people around, so therefore it's not going to be a problem.
I'll go in the car, what else we go?
Yeah, because there are people around. That's, you know, that's okay. There are people around. If he says it's not going to be Ramesh Shemzam, but once a Maish Shemzam once made a bacher, and he made a bacher and bacher to New Yaman. We got married, and he's going alone. He's like, what do you mean, was your shomer? And Shemzam was misader shomer for that person. It's like, well, the chalchila you should try to have a shomer when you're going to davening, and if you're not able to do it, so this is what to be make on to say that. Nowadays, if there are people around, then it's not going to. And if you're around, it's not going to be a problem.
You just finished
at the end of Shabbat Brachos. And the Shabbat Brachos. So it's the end of Shabbat Brachos, and then the Shabbat Brachos. Then that's when it finishes. Chassan is pater from Tachnun. It's considered a regal. Who then he paters the minion, which he goes into. Then he goes into the. It's going to pater the whole minion from saying. From Saint Tachan. The Chassan is Dembel Melech. So one of the Chassan is Dembel Melech who's in the gay, this halacha of that he has to have people Melavim, and that's one of the Melech. The Kesegdosis will stand up for a Chassan. Dembel Melech is Indian Mamash to stand up for a Chassan, he has a Cheshivas. But Allah, which brought down Shulchan Aruch, is that there's Isser Melacha for a Chassan. His name is Dembel Melech, he's not allowed to do Melacha, and therefore he's not allowed to go to work. Chassan can't go to work during Shabbat Brachos. He's not allowed to go to work. And the get of this malacha, it's not going to be worse than he's allowed to turn on a light. It's not going to be worse than like chalomai. They allowed to turn lights on, but it's all malacha kalas. Like the malachas, those are not a problem. It's only work Now, if you're working in like an office, something like that, it's a problem. But it's not my name, Malacha Kal, or something simple, regular Malacha, that's okay to do when it's not going to be a problem. But you have a lot of right. You can write over Schuzi Shetayra, or Sarbach Shtekal, you know, that's not a problem. Not a problem, right? And I guess it's too late. Here is your bacher. That's a bacher. Okay.
Buying stuff.
Yeah, so Rabbi Asher said, it's tzarech, like you're not buy furniture, it's tzarech the house. It's meikol to do that.
More things, more meikol.
Like what?
Clothing.
You need it for Shabbat brachas? Yeah. It's not even Shabbat. It's like a whole night. Stuff with Shabbat chalmai. So anything which you need for your yontiv, then it's okay. It's something you don't need. It's something which
stop going to buy things for after Shabbat brachas they have in the apartment.
So the part of Yashiv is make on it. Let's set up your apartment. And, you know, my stuff of Yashiv. So usually, like, if people are busy, you have to, you know, set up the apartment. But so this is why for 1,000 days, just to learn. So give me 1,000 days and give me 3 years, and then afterwards I work on it. So, you know, she was masking, and then you know, after by 1,000 days, don't worry, everything was done by then. But fine. Hakal panim. What?
Should try that.
Probably not. But yes, they say, you know, you should make sure to learn somewhat and during Shabbat brachas, and you're starting off your married life. You're starting. First impressions make a very big difference. And the famous word they said in Sivsa, it says the word, what's the Shabbat this week's parasha, that Rivka and Yitzhak had different opinions of their kids in terms of the chinuch. The brachas go to Esau, the brachas go to Yaakov, so why don't they just sit down and discuss it? So Tziv says that, I think it was in Tziv, he says that Rivka's first impression of Yitzhak was they saw him davening. So she had like such a pachet from him, such like before, like she didn't feel like comfortable even to discuss with him. Like about the first impressions or something, which make a big difference. It's important, you know, to start off, you know, learning somewhat during the Shabbat. So there's a couple of miscellaneous halachas during Shabbat. This is that this is the first time wearing a talis. Let's say Yakish or Sfardi. So when you put on a talis the first time, so you make a shachianu. You do make a shachianu. On talis gadol, you make a shachianu. Talis katan, then menegas b'zayin, you don't make a shachianu.
You don't make a bracha on
the cover. Right. And you're right, you don't make a bracha on the Talas Kata anymore, you make a bracha on Talas Gadol. So, yeah. The first Shabbos, what?
It's too late, right?
Now? Yeah, it's not about it. It's like Kerem Chadashim, like the right we wore the first time as Geshmak to it.
That's new clothing.
It's like new clothing, yeah. That's why just a Talas Kata is not so chashim. We don't do a Talas Kata, it's chashim. Therefore, we do it.
Some
don't
make a new clothing.
What?
Some don't make a new clothing.
If it. Supposed to make a thousand dollars for sure. In terms of don't forget for Halakas Neris Erev Shabbos. So it's the first time you're doing it, and you know, it's a little Chasna Kazlatan Zalamayo Minasman, Nayat Yom Lilo, and therefore sometimes they forget the Halakas Neris. If somebody gets Halakas Neris, you get a class the rest of your life, you have to light an extra one. So
you forget over your bachur.
Life starts over. You know, so Mechlin Kovanaisov, Vechasan Kal, Machlas, right? Kovanaisov, they say the Chachmasayad switches hands after you get married. But, you know, things change. So, because if we're from your Bachar, you don't. Anyhow, your wife's leaving, so she doesn't have to.
No, last week I was away and I forgot to do it.
Right, so your wife? Oh, when you're Bachar, you're supposed to lie one technically. But where were you?
I went with my uncle
over
Shabbos, and we all forgot to plug in.
Did you turn on the lights the same Shabbos?
Yeah.
So what did you ever make on that? If you turn on the lights close to Shabbos, it creates a Lucas Neris with that. So because it's important to remember to do a Lucas Neris, because many times people forget. Right. Now in terms of the din of the Shabbat brachas, so it's the Rambam in one place writes the Ichus Parag Yud Yal Chibes writes. The whole Indian of Shabbat Brachas is made Simcha, and the Indian of making Shabbat Brachas is a Tchan Darabanan. And Hechos Alva Prag Aleph Alcha Aleph, he wrote Moshe Rabbeinu Sakin, Zayim Me Avelis, Zayim Me Mishta. Right, so ready for the comments of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam writes. What? We didn't say Moshe Rabbeinu Sakin it? I don't know. It's Hisham, it's based on Hisham.
Where does it see from other Rabbim?
It's kind of start on another this one. Yeah, there's a reason to write that. I mean, this is the right so I'm not saying it's wrong, but the Zayin Yom Yom and Pashtus is not good. But the bottom, it's a Yisham, it says the Mishman is second, the Zayin Yimei Havir, Zayin Yimei Havir, and also Zayin Yimei Shabbachas. Now, in terms of when you make a bracha for 7 days, so the halacha is you don't have to make seven brachas upon kadashas and make a bracha for 7 days. You don't have to do that. If you have a suda and upon kadashas and you have 10 people and the people eating and you're marvish feeling, then you make a bracha. We don't have to do it. The halacha shulchan writes like, who could afford such a thing? And the minhag is not to do it. The minhag was not to do it in Europe. Like I think our shulchan writes on the chayimaisik safim is the chiyuv or not? No, maybe it's true. Maybe he writes that. Well, money grows on trees. Who could afford to give my six safim? Maybe echad shteim ashirim give my six safim. Can you do it? Everyone's very poor in Europe. Akopanim, yeah, very yashiv. So his wife got, I think, 3 dresses, like special dresses, like, you know, she got them for Shavrachs. And the mice, so the first day she's like, hey, we're going to Shavrachs. He's like, Shavrachs, we have to learn. And so she didn't go Shavrachs. And she never really got to wear the Shavrachs. Things bad, it's not a chiyuv to have Shavrachs. If you have 10 people with Pan Chadashas, they make a bracha with bad son.
Where did it come from? Everyone's not going to
bad son. It's no chiv. You don't have to have. Do it. So when do you have 7? So if a bachur marries, so the Gemara says, you make 7 brachas. All zayin yam. If you have pon chadashim, so all the time too soon. You have a bachur. If either side is first time getting married, bachur marries almana, so you do 7 brachas, or bachur marries bechura, whatever sula. Or if you have if it's an alma marrying. And it's her first time, then you make Sheva Brachas, 7 days. Mashenken is Amon Alma. If it's Amona marrying Alma, and second time, then you only make Bracha 1 day. And now that 1 day is all Shai, was 1 day mean? It means first day, where you get like a whole day, and as you make the Chas right before Shki, and then as soon as that night, it's a big Shai. Therefore, they don't do that. By Amon Alma, to make sure that they make the Chas that night, because otherwise it's a big Shai, because right, it's the next day. And it's a big starting to say, is it the first day or 1 day? Therefore, they make sure to do that. So there's a nidin, there's a maisa with Rameya Brandsdorfer that it happens every couple of years that they made a kedushin and that was the wrong ring. We spoke about it once upon a time. Let's say someone made a kedushin and they realized the jeweler gave them the wrong ring, or by mistake they took the mother's ring and it was the wrong ring. It's because Rameya Brandsdorfer, there's a maisa like that, Rebbe's Chasna, they made a kedushin, after 3 days they realized it was the wrong ring. So Meir Brandsdorfer will pass the Catholic and pass him again. But he said that you can't do Sheva Brachas. Because there's a Sivas Tiyan which says that the only time you make Sheva Brachas is if you have we said before, it has to be a Bachar or a Basula. If it's not a Bachar and a Basula, if it's Bulas Atzmai already, then he says, the Sivas Tiyan says that you don't make Sheva Brachas. Therefore, even though it's Rebbe Shasim, but Bush, he said, oh, now you have to make Shavu Brachas because it's considered B'lo's Asma, and therefore you have to make Shavu Brachas. Ma'isik Sam Sefer is Chilat. Sam Sefer says that if it's the first time you're getting married, even though maybe before one the thing's not Peseder, but it's the first time you're getting married, so then Al's the Chiddush of getting married, so then that'll be enough to make Shavu Brachas. Therefore, if you have somebody, a Bachar, even though something can happen, so some services might see would make Sheva Brachas because being that's the first time you're getting married, so therefore the halacha is that you yes make Sheva Brachas. Right. Now, in terms of what's the Pana Chadash? You said before, the only time you make Sheva Brachas is if you have Pana Chadash. So the lesson of Pana Chadash is Yeshem Inuk Pana Chadash and Yehim Bnei Adam Shemarber Beshvilam. Ask you somebody who is your Marber Beshvilam because they add so much Simcha that you cook extra food for because of them, and that's the gather of Pan Chadashas. And sometimes they're calling somebody in off the street, Chav sounds like it's not going to be Pan Chadashas. So the minig is not like that. I'm not sure everyone's been called in just to be Shara Bachas. There are other Lush and Rishonim, which were Mashman, not like that. Mashman, you call anybody, it's called Pan Chadashas, as long as they weren't paid by the Chuppah. The Chazanah says it is. The nice thing, you know, is if it's possible, it's good I do not want to invite somebody who adds some type of simple to it. I suppose it sounds like calling off.
You
should have a bracha batala. Yeah, the minute Klai saw the mice suggested me make up, but yeah, you know, it is a little bit shrap. Let's say somebody was by the chuppah, and he wasn't by the actual chasana, so can he be, I forgot to chat a couple of times, can he be considered upon chadashis? The Mechaber says that if, even though they were by the chuppah, they heard the brachas, but they didn't eat by the suda, they're called upon chadashis, and you're able to do it. So the minig is that you're able to be meiko. The Mechaber and Samach Beis Zayin says it, even though the Mashal Askins like the Rambam not to, but the Mechaber says the minig is to be meiko. Therefore, if all you have
by the brachas.
What?
Called by the brachas. By the brachas.
No, if he's near by the brachas and he left for the chasana, he can be considered. Can he be considered upon chadashis or not? Somebody ate by the chasana, you're not upon chadashis. Somebody didn't eat by the chasana, only came for the chuppah and he left. So then the question is, can he be considered upon chadashis or not? So the.
If he's not the chuppah, then he can't.
If you buy the suda, you're not upon chadashis. If you're not by the suda, you were just by the chuppah, so that the mechaber brings down 2 days, this is the minig. So you make all, and Bishmul brings down some achalik, and the maisa, the minig is that you make all, and it's okay. Shabbos and Yom Tov, it says Shabbos and Yom Tov only upon chadashis. Why? Because Shabbos and Yom Tov gets a dinner upon chadashis. Yom Tov Sheni gets a dinner upon chadashis. So it's a big shayla, what about shalshis? Because this Shabbos and Yom Tov is only by the first 2 meals. Anyway, shalshis is it considered upon chadashis or not? So a lot of shittas which are brought down. Mechaber says that lois to the shlichus. Sfarim say that no. That's shalshis. We're not being considered upon chadashis, and you'd have to have somebody to come on Shabbos. The Rama says the minig is to be meikel. Why could be the reason why it's to be meikel is because since it's normal for people to come on Shabbos. Yes, somebody comes. He says also because since you darshan the drush is like from chadashis, since the last speeches by Shabbosim, that's where the minute comes from. The chasen darshan on Shabbos, that's from shalshis. It comes from this because the chasen drush so gets a dinner upon chadashis. So therefore, that's where the minute comes from. That by shalshis, that we sit upon chadashis. Now, in terms of the kais, there's a shadow in terms of drinking the kais before Abdallah. Normally, not drink a kais. When you make a, if you bench, you know, if you're not ruggled to make a Ziman of Kais, you're not allowed to drink it before, you're not allowed to drink it before Abdallah. So the question is, what do you do by the Shabbat Brachas? So a lot of different sheet. There's the Prescrovas Machman out there to do it. They didn't make a Boy Bragafen. They made the Shabbat Brachas without the Boy Bragafen. They have a Naira, made Abdallah, and made Abdallah on the Kais of the Shabbat Brachas, of the Pirksamas, sorry, and the Shabbat Brachas. That was the minig of the Brisker. The minig is like on the other hand, it's Mekel. Many of you know that from Moshe. Moshe says that what you should do is you should make the brachas and the chasen kalas drink. Because being that the mechayev of the mechayev of the kais is inside the chasen kala, so therefore the chasen kalas should be the ones drinking, and the alchal mice, that's the proper thing to do. Make the brachas, and the mice of the chasen kalas should be the ones who are, drinking. You only make the Sefer Brachas for 7 days. I've seen this mistake a couple of times. Let's say you start the Suda during the day and finish at night. So the law is you cannot make Sefer Brachas then. Even though the Suda started during the day, it's not Yalvi Yalvi. You start from the beginning that you're Mamshech, and you cannot make Sefer Brachas. There's a big need in on Shabbos, if the Chas is on Sunday, and Shabbos is the seventh day, and the Shalshulis goes into the night, so is Shabbos going to be different? You say it's because Shabbos, it's Mamshechit, and there, say, believe there are those who are make up. On a regular weekday, you have to make sure to finish the Suda by Shkia, because once you pass Shkia already, then you're getting yourself into Big Shaila. How many people do you have to have eating in order to have Shabbat Brachas? So Shabbat Brachas is a little gebayt on Zimun, on that you have to have a minion. How many of those do you have to wash or not? So the Pesach Tshuva is not to say that 6 people is enough. 6 people were washed, and other people give a drink, or they ate or drank something. They have some type of bracha achrona, they ate sadam or whatever it is, or mezainis, then that's enough. 6 is enough. There are those which are machal lechidish, have 7 people washed. So this could
have half
for the other 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as they have bracha achrona, they have a share. They have a shit.
All Suda's mitzvahs?
They're what?
Then you need 6 people? As long as 6 people wash?
For Shabbat Brachas?
Or anything?
For what?
A bris.
No, Zima needs seven for the Shem Hashem. In Yeruba the Minker. Kabbalah didn't sever brachas that those who are Miko say that it's different than Zima and six would be enough. Hashem came. There are some who say that it's going to be like seven. So the Chiz try to get seven, but if not, it's okay that it's six. So let's see if somebody, you have 10 people there, and somebody didn't eat, can he even mechabit him to give him one of the brachas?
If someone didn't eat with them?
Didn't eat with them, but he's there. Are you allowed to mechabit him to... So the Ramaz says that Im hayu panam chadashas, afi sein nefesham mevarech ha-beshvilam, layla v'yayim. Sorry, do the panam chadashas have to eat? Even, the Ramaz says even though the panam chadashas themselves don't eat, that's a little bit. The Ramaz says even the panam chadashas, even though they themselves don't eat, the halach is that you still would go ahead and make, you make the sarabachas.
In terms of that, doesn't need to be part. You just call on someone and just sit down.
Sit down, even if it doesn't eat, you're able to go ahead and you're able to go ahead and have him move out.
Is
there Rama? Rama says that, yeah. To get a bracha, that's really a big need. In whether you give a bracha to somebody who didn't eat, and the ma'isa. The Bi'oimer is machmer. Chilikim l'smilal is machmer that the chachila they should have, the person who's getting sar brachas l'maisa, he should be in front of people. So eating, there are those who will make it. But Moshe's not going to make it, but the chachila should be somebody who...
Any share of anything, it doesn't have to be a
brach. A share, as long as it's a share of bracha achreina. The chachila
should...
Well,
if they offer you a bracha,
and
you know you
didn't
need to...
No, but Moshe, if they offer you, don't turn down a kesher brachas. It's a very scary thing, so you don't turn down a So therefore, the ma'aseh shouldn't turn down a kaddish, shouldn't turn down a kaddish or bracha. Therefore, they have to make sure the chasen kala washed. So it's only so. Kids, in order to have shabbat, you have to have number one chasen kala washed. Number two, you're within 7 days, might have to shkia. Three, you have a million of people there. Any million of people there, how many people have to wash? 6/7. That's going to be now. You can't put a kaddish more than one time a day. You can have it to any time you have the suda. It can be three times a day. Shabbat brachas. Like by my Shabbat brachas, and so there were, I don't know, 20 of you want to make it. So on a Sunday, we had like a double header. I set through two Shabbat brachas to make everyone happy. But yeah, I think everyone's happy. But so it's Be'etzem, it's every single time, then in the Chalami there would be a Chiyuv to have Shabbat brachas if you have those tonight. One last halacha is that Benigeya, if somebody's at a Suda, you're allowed to leave before Shabbat brachas. So,
you
have the problem of Zimun, you have the problem of the Shabbat brachas, both them. So we spoke about it once upon a time when we gave Shira on Zimun, I don't think it's Shira recently we are, but there's a hetter from Moshe. Moshe has a hetter that if you had danced originally that you weren't giving, that you're not giving a star for them, and you want to be, even though you're eating there, you don't want to be a chelik of them, so Ramesh's makel that you wouldn't be a chiyav to be mistar for them.
Let's say at the time you're benching, they're already benched, you wouldn't be part of their others as well. If you're in the mind when you wash, they're not
being mistar for them, that's going to be a problem because you wake yourself from the kris. So, yeah.
Even though you ate with them most of the time.
What you say?
Even though you ate with them most of the time. Because they have a lot of yeshiva. People have to ask them when they're washing that they're not being part of these new ones. And then there could be two guys that you have to eat with the whole time instead of they're ready to bench.
That das originally the chur and chur kind of. Okay, so make a quick chazar. So, in terms of the shmir, we said the shmir is when you go out in the shuk. If you're going out to davening, which was almost makel, long as there are people around. In the house, the minig is to be makel, both the chasen kala both need it. As chasen demel melech, and also as the inyan of mazikim. There's inyan of standing up for a chasen, there's inyan of ism malacha for a chasen, ism malacha is not going to be worse than, chalamayid. Menigeya Shabbat brachas, so there's no chiyah to have Shabbat brachas if you have panam chadashas, which a chiyah should be somebody who you machabed, you marav b'shvilei, then you make the Shabbat brachas. You have to have 10 people who are there. The chiyah 7 of them should wash, but you have to make on 6. Shabbos yontav, you don't need panam chadashas. Shashrut, the menigas to make all based on the drash.